Over the last 10 years, more and more Wisconsin veterinarians have chosen to treat so-called companion animals. The hours are often more predictable and the pay usually better than it is for those who work on a farm. And that can be important for some graduates who leave vet school as much as $100,000 in debt. Ray Polish of the Wisconsin Veterinary Medical Association recalls one such instance.
She had grown up on a farm and loved cows, but she changed her career path because her debt load was eating her up. She joined a biomedical firm.
Some lawmakers want Wisconsin to start a loan forgiveness program. The proposal is supported by the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison. But the school's dean, Daryl Buss, says it's not a panacea and won't overcome an increasingly urban student population unfamiliar with farm life.
In that kind of a circumstance, it's often easier for the student and their spouse or significant other to see the challenges of rural practice. Long hours, late night drives on country roads, sometimes in bad weather, heavy physical work.
Under a bill sponsored by Republican J.A. Hines of Oxford, new veterinarians who spend at least three quarters of their time treating food-producing animals could get up to $50,000 in loans repaid over 6 years. It's hoped this might bring more young people into a field that's aging, keep them in Wisconsin, and prevent the spread of disease between animals and people. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.